The whole time he was talking to me, I sat there smiling and nodding like a numb idiot, with my arms crossed over my chest, while nothing came out of my throat. So in the end, he patted me on the shoulder, like a swim coach might, and he wished me luck, and he gave me some free books, and he showed me out the door. Next, they took me to the offices of W.W. Norton, where I was pretty sure I'd be escorted from the building just for wearing Doc Martens. But that didn't happen. Being at the Norton offices felt like reaching up into the night sky and touching the moon while the stars stitched your name across the cosmos. I mean, that's how big a deal it was to me. You get it? Their lead editor, Carol Hook Smith, leaned over right in my face with these beady, bright, fierce eyes and said, "Well, send me something then, immediately." See, now most people, especially TED people, would run to the mailbox, right? It took me over a decade to even imagine putting something in an envelope and licking a stamp.